In this COVID report, Bullock County's risk status remains low by COVIDACTNOW and CDC tracker. Georgia's statewide is medium. Local pharmacies have the new COVID vaccine. Local pharmacies, including Grice Connect supporter McCook's Pharmacy, are reporting to Grice Connect that they do have the newest COVID vaccines available. Get 4 free at-home COVID-19 tests. Every home in the U.S. is eligible to order an additional 4 free at-home tests. If you did not order tests this fall, you may place 2 orders for a total of 8 tests. Your order of COVID tests is completely free, you won't even pay for shipping. Order free at-home tests. Need help placing an order for your at-home tests? Call 1-800-232-0233, TTY 1-888-720-7489. The U.S. government will continue to make COVID-19 tests available to uninsured individuals and underserved communities through existing outreach programs. Please contact a HRSA-funded health center or Increasing Community Access to Testing, ICATT, location near you to learn how to access low or no-cost COVID-19 tests provided by the federal government. Free COVID and flu kiosk test locations. The Southeast Health District is now offering COVID and influenza PCR testing at kiosks conveniently located in Bullock County. These kiosks offer access to testing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Bullock County COVID-19 testing kiosks can be found at the Statesboro Fire Department, Station 1, located at 24 West Grady Street, Statesboro, Georgia, 30458, and Georgia Southern University campus, outside of the bookstore, 85 Georgia Avenue, Statesboro, Georgia, 30458. View the CDC COVID data tracker below for real-time information on COVID in Bullock County. Even though we are only updating weekly, on Mondays at this time, you can refer back to this story to access this real-time tracker at any time. Below the CDC tracker, we have a direct link to the Georgia DPH Daily Report. This will provide you data and updates from GaDPH. Georgia DPH Information. Schedule downtown free COVID-19 test. Rapid antigen COVID testing. At-home COVID tests are available at local pharmacies. All urgent care centers and most doctors' offices and pharmacies have rapid testing capability. However, these are not free. Insurance will cover the test if it is performed in a doctor's office or urgent care center. Insurance will not pay for tests done in a pharmacy. Tests begin at $75. You get the results in about 15 minutes for rapid tests. EGRMC is not doing COVID testing at the hospital OR in the emergency department. Free COVID PCR testing in Statesboro. GaDPH COVID testing kiosk at SFD. Pre-register by clicking here. Kiosk located outside of the Statesboro Fire Department at 24 East Grady Street. SFD only offers housing for the kiosk. They have no information and can provide no assistance in the operation of the kiosk. Watch the video below or call the DPH testing kiosk hotline at 800-402-0000. Downtown Statesboro. Located off of Hill Street in downtown Statesboro. The Southeast Health District continues to offer free COVID-19 testing at the downtown Statesboro location to daily testing. The testing location is in the parking lot located on the east side of Railroad Street between Hill Street and Cortland Street. Look for the brown building and signs. Tests are available now Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 3 o'clock p.m. Last Saturday of the month from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. To schedule an appointment at the downtown COVID-19 testing site, you may call 1-855-473-4374, and a DPH agent will assist you. You can also schedule an appointment online by clicking here. Click here for full list of free vaccine locations. Please get vaccinated today. About this report. A special thanks to Dr. Frank Davis, MDFACS, a retired trauma surgeon who lives in Bullock County. He has worked closely with the Grice Connect team to design the COVID-19 dashboard featured in the weekly COVID report and provide brief interpretation of the data. You will be seeing and hearing more from Dr. Davis as an important member of the GC team. We will continue to update the weekly COVID report and adapt the data in this report to make it relevant. Thanks for supporting and following Grice Connect.